regarding the teaching of the catechism about Muslims worshiping the same God.
Yes.
Or to put it in the language, it says, together with us, they adore the one merciful God.
Yes.
So how does that unify with what Jesus says in John chapter 5, that whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him?
Great question. And here's the key. I always like to go to texts like John 14:6 to clarify on this point, because Jesus also says, in even more plain terms than the verse you just gave, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Right? And so how in the world can anybody be saved other than those who know Jesus? And, of course, we believe as Catholics that there's the possibility of salvation for those who have never rejected Jesus. And why do we say that? Because if you go to the next chapter in John 15, verse 22, Jesus says, if I had not spoken to them, they would have no sin. Now I have spoken to them, their sin remains. Notice how Jesus there teaches that you're not responsible for what you did not know. And we would add in our Catholic theology, what you could not have known, what you were not responsible to have known. And so, yes, it is absolutely true that if you don't honor the Son, you're not honoring the Father. But what's implied there is that you know it. To knowingly reject the Son is to reject the Father. But again, Jesus says, if I had not spoken to them, they would have no sin. In other words, you're not responsible. This is what the church understands as invincible ignorance. That is, though, not just ignorance. And remember, ignorance is never bliss. Ignorance is a bummer, and it's dangerous. It's invincible ignorance that can mitigate culpability. If you're ignorant in the sense that you should have known, then that itself is a sin. In other words, if you purposely stuck your fingers in your ears when sister was teaching at Catholic school so you wouldn't be culpable, guess what? You are culpable. All right? But that's the key, my brother. That's not see, the Catechism paragraph 841, which is quoting Lumen Gentium, paragraph 16 in the Dogmatic Constitution of the Church, is not contradicting Jesus Christ. Jesus' church is simply elucidating what Jesus teaches. Does that make sense, Brad?
It does help. Would you then say that, like, those Muslims who do hear about Christ and reject him, would the catechism teaching not apply to them then?
Exactly. But we need to add a caveat here. You and I are not the ones that can make that judgment. Only God can. Because this has been a mistake a lot of Christians make. Just because somebody hears, even if it's a great saint, proclaiming the gospel, does not mean they comprehend it, especially with regard to the great mystery of the Trinity, for example, which requires supernatural grace to comprehend anyway. We are not the ones that can make the judgment. Ah, that guy heard the gospel. Man, he's cooking because he's still Muslim. No, that is in the internal forum where God alone can judge. But in principle, what you're saying is absolutely correct. The Muslim who has heard the gospel and in his heart of hearts said, wow, there's something true here, but no, I'm going to reject that because my whole family. That's when all those verses of scripture, you know, unless you take up your cross, if you put father, mother, wife, lands, anything before me, you are not worthy of me and you will be lost. Because, you know, we just read on Sunday that great gospel from Matthew's gospel, chapter 16, verses 21 through 27, which comes right after the promise of the keys of the kingdom, which I love. Right after that promise, Jesus says the Son of Man has to go to the cross. And Peter says, no way. Didn't you get the memo? We're going to take over the world. And what does Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan, because thou savest not the things which are of God, but the things which are of men. And then after he hammers Peter, He goes on to say, unless you take up your cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. If you love your life more than me, you cannot be my disciple. What does it profit a man, verse 26 says, if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? It's when you have knowledge of who Jesus is that all those verses kick in place for you. And you must choose to follow Jesus or you will be lost.